SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The United States plans more military strikes against Iranian-backed militias in retaliation for killing three American soldiers.
White House officials say Friday's strikes on more than 85 targets in Iraq and Syria were the beginning, not the end, of the U.S. response. Jake Sullivan is President Biden's national security advisor.
The president is determined to respond forcefully to attacks on our people. The president also is not looking for a wider war in the Middle East.
However, Sullivan also told NBC's Meet the Press that if Iran chose to respond directly to the United States, they would be met with a swift and forceful response. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And a drone attack on a base housing American troops in eastern Syria late yesterday killed at least six allied Kurdish fighters.
The U.S.-backed Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces said on Monday the attack hit a training ground at the Al-Omar base in Syria's eastern province of Deir el-Zur and accused Syrian regime-backed mercenaries of carrying out the attack. No casualties were reported among U.S. troops. An umbrella group of Iran-backed Iraqi militias, dubbed the Islamic Resistance, released a video claiming responsibility for the attack. In late January, a drone attack by the umbrella group killed three U.S. troops and wounded dozens more at a desert base in Jordan. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, it's even worse than feared. That's what House Speaker Mike Johnson says about a border and foreign aid bill proposed in the Senate. Johnson says a $118 billion bill is dead on arrival in the House, which has its own version of a border bill, one that Johnson says would bring back Remain in Mexico, among other policies, proven effective in choking off illegal immigration, drug smuggling, and human trafficking. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 106 points. This is SRN News. A pastor in Vietnam is going to jail.
Nay Blang has been sentenced to 4.5 years behind bars for holding a worship service in his home. Radio Free Asia reports he was tried without a lawyer and was officially charged with, quote, inciting actions against the state's interests. The communist government of Vietnam remains hostile to Christianity, especially as practiced by the minority Montagnard people. Religious freedom groups warn that persecution in Vietnam has been increasing lately. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
National Marriage Week begins on Wednesday, time to start exactly 7 days before Valentine's Day. The event is designed to promote marriage at a time when the institution is in sharp decline in this country. National Marriage Week spokesman Arlene Pellican says the whole idea is to help people celebrate, to help our society value marriage, and then support marriages by providing them with resources to become more successful in their marital journey. This is SRN News. Another quality issue has surfaced in Boeing 737 jetliners.
Boeing says a worker at its supplier, Spirit AeroSystems, has discovered misdrilled holes in fuselages. Spirit AeroSystems, based in Wichita, Kansas, makes a large part of the fuselages on Boeing MAX jets. Boeing Commercial Airlines CEO Stan Deal says while the misdrilled holes don't present an immediate safety issue, rework will have to be performed on some 50 undelivered planes. Boeing and Spirit AeroSystems have been facing intense scrutiny over the quality of their work. I'm Donna Water.
The Pennsylvania State Courts Agency says some of its online systems have been taken down by a cyber attack, although officials say it does not appear any data was compromised. There's been no word on whether this was a ransomware attack, where it might have originated, or who the attackers are. More details, SRNnews.com.